found out that I was actually born again. And then I went up to the sheriff's department, I turned myself in and ended up getting 30 years. But I began to realize that my life could be different than what it was. What I'm gonna do is just share just a few things and we'll close and we'll pick this up tomorrow. But recognizing your potential, that's what happened the moment I got saved. I recognized that I could be different than what I was, that I didn't have to live up to the expectations of others, that God saw me different, that He's the one that created me. In Ephesians 2:10, it says, we are His workmanship. And in the Greek, it literally means we're His masterpiece. Now, you may not feel like a masterpiece. You may not see yourself as a masterpiece, but God does, because He's the one that created you. We say anything that Leonardo da Vinci paints is a masterpiece because of the skill and craftsman of Leonardo da Vinci. We had the one who created Leonardo da Vinci. He's the same one that created us in Christ Jesus. So we are literally a masterpiece. We're His workmanship. We're not junk. And so when I began to see myself the way God sees me, it began to change my life. And it says in here that we were created in Christ Jesus, and this is key for good works. It has the idea that God just didn't create me and then said, all right, well, how can I use Newsome? That he created me with my purpose in mind, with my destiny in mind. Before I was, my purpose was, and my purpose determined my design. Just like the first time somebody wanted to put steel into two pieces of wood in order to hold them together, that was the job. And so then somebody created a tool to be able to do the job. So the design of the tool was determined by the job. A hammer was created in order to do this. Someone just didn't create a hammer and say, what am I going to do with this? The hammer was, the job was before the hammer. And it's the same way with all of us, that God had something in mind. And whatever that was, He says, all right, that's what I'm going to, I need that done, so I'm going to design Jim Newsome. And I am going to weave into him everything he needs to be able to do that. All right, in order for him to do that, he needs to have this sense of humor. In order to do that, he's going to have this level of intelligence. How many of you realize there are people smarter in the world than you? But here's what I want to tell you. I mean, don't ever feel bad about that. The Bible says in Corinthians, if we compare ourselves with ourselves, we are foolish, because everybody is different. See, I don't need any more intelligence to do what God has called me to do. He gave me the level of intelligence that I need to do what God has called me to do. I don't need any more. It's only when I try to do something that somebody else it was meant to do, or something I want to do because of the monetary value or whatever it is, I'm going to run out of the intelligence, because I wasn't created with it. I have a certain level of potential, and so do you. Let me close by saying this, and we'll pick this up tomorrow. When I first got out of prison, I went to this meeting, and there was this, it was a prophetic meeting, and there was a prophet there that I had read about in different magazines, hoping one day he was what I would consider, not that they're illegitimate, but someone that I would trust. Everything I'd read about this man is he had a great relationship with God. He heard from God, and he was able to see into people's lives and speak into them in ways that only God would know. And so I went to this meeting more to watch him speak to other people than to have him speak to me, because I'm seeing myself as not ready yet for God to give me that intense of a look through somebody else.